Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tell you something else I find uplifting. It's Honor Flight. And Honor Flight in Chicago has two people who kind of run the joint now. One of them is Doug Meffley, who is a friend of a friend of mine. Doug, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. Happy Veterans Day, sir.
Thank you. Happy Veterans Day to you and to all the veterans out there listening.
I don't know you, Doug. Are you a veteran?
I am not. I joined Honor Flight Chicago to honor both of my grandfathers and both of my, I have two uncles who were in Vietnam. So a lot of veterans in the family.
My dad's a veteran. He was in the Air Force for 20 years. We traveled a lot and had that sort of military growing up. A friend of mine, Jim Zwitt, is a Vietnam veteran, and he was one of the first Vietnam vets to do the honor flight now.
He did, yeah. He flew on our August flight this year, which is our third flight with Vietnam veterans included, and he had a tremendous time. I'm so glad that we were able to honor his service and his unique story as well.
Yeah, Jim has a unique story, and I won't dwell on it, but whenever I talk about Jim, I just tell people, Google the Mary Schmeek column about Jim Zwitt. When she won the Pulitzer Prize, they submitted 10 of her columns, and his was one of the feature Sunday stories. It's such a remarkable story, and in Mary's capable hands, it reads amazingly well. Jim has almost every award the military can give someone who has survived combat. Let's leave it at that. So he goes on the honor flight with you guys. When did you start taking Vietnam veterans?
We began flying Vietnam veterans in June of this year. So we began overall in 2008, and we flew World War II veterans up until 2016. We saw the impact it had on them, and we added Korean War veterans at that time. And then this year, we were able to begin flying our Vietnam veterans as well. So we have now on every flight from here forward, three generations of military senior war heroes who are on each flight together.
For those who don't know, what does Honor Flight do?
So Honor Flight Chicago was built to bring our World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for a day of honor to visit the memorial that was built 60 years after the conclusion of World War II. And we have since grown and evolved into a full day of saying thank you to our senior war heroes who did not receive that thanks, or they received worse when they came home from their time in service. And so now we've got over 8,700 veterans that we have honored in this way by taking them on a one-day trip to D.C. and then giving them the welcome home they deserve when they return.
So early on a given morning, they go to O'Hare. They have a chartered flight to Washington, a full tour of the stops, meals. They're pushed in wheelchairs if they want. Maybe even if they can, you know, walk themselves, they're given the luxury of not having distress. And it's just a full day, and then they come back that night. And when they come back, there's bands waiting for them, right?
There are hundreds and hundreds of people, and we fly out of Midway Airport, and they are so great to us. They allow us to, they allow us to take over down there, and we have a bunch of sailors who come from Naval Station Great Lakes, and what's remarkable is that they march in and they're at the gate waiting to greet our heroes, and because they're creating such a ruckus, John Public, who's flying out to Omaha, is stopping to take videos, and the whole concourse is just full of people wishing our veterans well when they return.
And you know, the cat's out of the bag. It's not like these guys don't know kind of what the drill is, and yet it still works, doesn't it?
It does. We send a survey out at the end of each flight to gauge the impact on the day for each veteran, and so often they talk about their expectations going in were to see the sights in D.C., but what they experience completely blows them away. They don't expect the level of thanks, and that every turn someone is there, a group of people are there, kids are there waiting to say thank you. And that's what's really the impact of the day, is the surprise, because they don't expect it.
Doug Meffley, thank you for doing what Honor Flight does. If I want to make a donation, what's the best way we can volunteer time or money to you guys?
Absolutely. It's by visiting our website at honorflightchicago.org.
honorflightchicago.org. You and I will visit again. Next time you got an event coming up, let me know. But thank you in advance for doing all you've been doing, my friend.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure, believe me. Thank you, John.
honorflightchicago.org. Thank you, Doug Meffley.